Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder. Anthony Masechus Horios, Daf Vav. The end of the first parak, Horu Basin, and the beginning of the second parak, Hora Kol Mashiach. The Zichu Masechus Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyam ben Rav Menachem, and his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, when Klal Yisrael returned from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they brought karbanos to atone for the idolatry of Tzidkiyahu's generation. The Gemara asks that the original sinners died, and a chatas whose owner dies is disqualified. Rav Papa answers that the law condemning such a chatas only applies to an individually owned chatas, but not to a tzibur, levi she'ein misa but tzibur, because there's no death for the congregation. This is derived from Egla Rufa, where the elders ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive his nation asher padisa, that you have redeemed, which teaches Ruya Kaparzo Shitiskapir al Yotze Mitzrayim. This atonement is fit to atone for those who left Mitzrayim. This proves that a kapara of a chatas tzibur is even effective for the dead. The Gemara objects that in the case of Egla Rufa, all the primary recipients of the kapara are alive. Therefore, migut mechapra achayim mechapra nami amesim. Since it atones for the living, it also atones, by extension, for the dead. But were the sinners of Tzidkiyahu's generation still alive when the karbanos were brought? The Gemara answers that some of the original exiles were alive and demonstrates that they were actually a majority of those who returned. Point number two, Abai says that Rabbi Shimon holds chatas shutafin ein mesa. A chatas of partners is not left to die when one of the owners dies, but remains a valid carbon. Thus, if a judge of basin dies, the basin still brings a paralam davar. This is based on a brisa which states that if the par and seer of Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and the original animals were later found, Yudah says they are left to die like a private chatas whose owner already received kapara. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say Yiru, they should graze until they develop a mum, because a communal chatas is not left to die. Since the par of Yom Kippur is for Kohanim, this proves that Rabbi Shimon holds that even a chatas of Shutfim is not left to die when they obtain kapara and would hold the same if a partner dies. Rav Yosef objects that Kohanim are called Kahal in a pasuk and constitute a tzibur, so their chatas is not a true chatas shutafin. The Gemara counters that if so, they should be liable to their own paralam davar. Rabbi Shimon should have obligated 13 parim for all Shvatim sinning. Rather, the Shevet Alevi is not considered a kahal in this regard, and Shevet Yosef is considered two Shvatim. And point number three, the second parak begins, Hora kol Mashiach la'atzmo shogeg va'asa shogeg. If the anointed Kohen ruled incorrectly for himself unintentionally and acted on his ruling unintentionally, maybe par, he brings a bull as a chatas. If either the ruling or transgression was intentional, he does not bring a carbon, shoras kol Mashiach la'atzmo karoz basin letzibur, because the kol Mashiach's ruling for himself is like basin's ruling for the community and requires an unintentional ruling and transgression to obligate a carbon. A brisa derives this from the pasuk about the Kol Mashiach, which says, "La'ashmas ha'am," to the guilt of the people. Hai Mashiach Ketzibur. Thus, the anointed Kohen is like the community regarding the chatas obligation. The Gemara wonders that if the ruling and transgression were both b'shogeg, it's obvious that there's a carbon. It answers that the Mishnah's case is where the Kol Mashiach forgot his reasoning behind his incorrect ruling, and when following it, he said, "I'm hereby acting according to my initial ruling." Although it's possible that had he recalled his initial reasoning, he may have retracted, it is still considered b'shogeg. So once again, the three points are, number one, when Klal Yisrael returned from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they brought karbanos to atone for the idolatry of Tzidkiyahu's generation. The Gemara asks that the original sinners died, and a chatas whose owner dies is disqualified. Rav Papa answers that the law condemning such a chatas only applies to an individually owned chatas, but not to a tzibur, levi she'ein misa but tzibur, because there's no death for the congregation. This is derived from Egla Rufa, where the elders ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive his nation asher padisa, that you have redeemed, which teaches Ruya Kaparzo Shitiskapir al Yotze Mitzrayim. This atonement is fit to atone for those who left Mitzrayim. This proves that a kapara of a chatas tzibur is even effective for the dead. The Gemara objects that in the case of Egla Rufa, all the primary recipients of the kapara are alive. Therefore, migut mechapra achayim mechapra nami amesim. Since it atones for the living, it also atones, by extension, for the dead. But were the sinners of Tzidkiyahu's generation still alive when the karbanos were brought? The Gemara answers that some of the original exiles were alive and demonstrates that they were actually a majority of those who returned. Point number two, Abai says that Rabbi Shimon holds chatas shutafin ein mesa. A chatas of partners is not left to die when one of the owners dies, but remains a valid carbon. Thus, if a judge of basin dies, the basin still brings a paralam davar. This is based on a braisa which states that if the par and seer of Yom Kippur were lost and others were brought in their place and the original animals were later found, Yudah says they're left to die like a private chatas whose owner already received kapara. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say Yiru, they should graze it until they develop a mum, lefisha in chatas sibur mesa, because a communal chatas is not left to die. Since the par of Yom Kippur is for kohanim, this proves that Rabbi Shimon holds that even a chatas of shutfim is not left to die when they obtain kapara and would hold the same if a partner dies. Rav Yosef objects that kohanim are called kahal in a pasuk and constitute a tzibur, so their chatas is not a true chatas shutafim. The Gemara counters that if so, they should be liable to their own parlam davar, and Rabbi Shimon should have obligated 13 parim for all Shvatim sinning. Rather, the Shevet Alevi is not considered a kahal in this regard, and Shevet Yosef is considered two Shvatim. And point number three, the second parak begins, Hora kon Mashiach ha'atzmo shogeg va'asa shogeg. If the anointed Kohen ruled incorrectly for himself unintentionally and acted on his ruling unintentionally, maybe par, he brings up bull as a chatas. If either the ruling or transgression was intentional, he does not bring a carbon, shoraz kon Mashiach ha'atzmo karoz basin letzibor, because the kon Mashiach's ruling for himself is like basin's ruling for the community and requires an unintentional ruling and transgression to obligate a carbon. A braisa derives this from the pasuk about the Kohen Mashiach, which says, "La'ashmas ha'am," to the guilt of the people. Har Mashiach ketzibur. Thus, the anointed Kohen is like the community regarding the chatas obligation. The Gemara wonders that if the ruling and transgression were both b'shogeg, it's obvious that there's a carbon. It answers that the Mishnah's case is where the Kohen Mashiach forgot his reasoning behind his incorrect ruling, and when following it, he said, "I'm hereby acting according to my initial ruling." Although it's possible that had he recalled his initial reasoning, he may have retracted, it is still considered b'shogeg. All right, so now we get our siman dav vav, and our standard siman is a sword, because a vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein misa betzibur, when they brought karbanis to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas belonging to him and his partner, who was killed by his sword, and the Kohen Mashiach was bringing a bull for mistakenly ruling and acting on it. Once again, in slow motion. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords. Swords? That must be on dav vav. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein misa betzibur, when they brought karbanis to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, which reminds us, when Klal Yisrael returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they brought karbanis to atone for the idolatry of Sidkiyahu's generation. The Gemara asks that the original sinners died, and a chatas whose owner dies is disqualified. Rapapa answers that the law condemning such a chatas only applies to an individually owned chatas, but not to a tzibur. Lefisha ein misa betzibur, because there's no death for the congregation. So the returnees from exile were lifting their swords and proclaiming Ein misa betzibur when they brought karbanis to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas that belonged to him and his partner who was killed by a sword, which reminds us, Abai says that Rabbi Shimon holds chatas shutafim Ein mesa. A chatas of partners is not left to die when one of the owners dies, but remains a valid carbon. Thus, if a judge of Beistin dies, the Beistin still brings a parlam davar. So the returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein misa betzibur, when they brought karbanis to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas that belonged to him and his partner, who was killed by a sword, and the Kohen Mashiach was bringing a bull for mistakenly ruling and acting on it. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Hora kon Mashiach ha'atzmo shogeg va'asa shogeg. If the anointed Kohen ruled incorrectly for himself unintentionally and acted on his ruling unintentionally, maybe par, he brings a bull as a chatas. If either the ruling or transgression was intentional, he does not bring a carbon, shoraz kon Mashiach ha'atzmo karaz beis din letzibur, because the Kohen Mashiach's ruling for himself is like beis din's ruling for the community and requires an unintentional ruling and transgression to obligate a carbon. So once again, the returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein misa betzibur, when they brought karbanis to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas that belonged to him and his partner who was killed by a sword, and the Kohen Mashiach was bringing a bull for mistakenly ruling and acting on it. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Dav base. So the siman dav base is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Horius house, that must be on dav base, bias, house. At the Huria's house were one man who was told the basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, which reminds us, the first mission begins, Horu basin lavor alachas mikol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah. A basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah which incur karis, v'halcha yachin v'asid shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the basin acted on the ruling and he acted along with them or after them, or even if they never acted on their ruling, but he did, he is putter from a carbon b'fnei shetol b'basin because he relied on basin. So at the Horia's house, where one man who was told b'basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that basin had permitted, which reminds us, Rav made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and he confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev. In the first version, Rav infers to exempt the transgressor from a carbon because although he did not eat the chalev based on the ruling, since he never intended to eat the chalev, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chalev since Basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rav infers that he is chai of a carbon since his transgression did not actually result from the ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. So at the Horio's house, where one man who was told b'basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev the basin had permitted, the chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of basin must bring a carbon, which reminds us that the chachamim hold that a tol b'basin is chayev a carbon. Daf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The two men on camels, camels, that must run Daf Gimel, Gamal. The two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if Basin mistakenly ruled to permit one type of chalev, and a minority of the Kahal acted on their ruling, then Basin retracted their ruling, then later again issued this ruling, and another minority acted accordingly, do the two groups combine to form a majority to obligate a parlam davar? Do we say, Kevin de Shte Yediv Sninu, Lomitzdarif, since they occurred in two periods of awareness, they do not combine, or since they were both about the same type of chalev, they do combine? So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said that if 100 dayanim gathered to issue a ruling, they are not liable to bring a parlam davar for a mistaken ruling unless they all ruled, but not if one judge abstained, because the pasuk says, "Vim kol das Yisrael yishku," and if all the assembly of Yisrael shall err, teaching there's no carbon ad sheyishku kulan until they all err. Rabbi Yonason's law is then refuted, and the phrase kol das Yisrael instead teaches yika kulam havyahara. If all the judges are present, it's a legitimate ruling, but not if any judge is missing. So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, who was informing a man who acted on Basin's ruling after they retracted that he was putter from bringing a chatas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Basin issued a mistaken ruling and retracted, and an individual acted on their ruling unaware of the retraction. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from a chatas regardless of whether they had already brought the parlam davar or not. Rabbi Elazar says, Safek, it's doubtful if he's considered one who relied on Basin since he was unaware of the retraction but could have found out about it, and therefore brings an Ashim Tali for the doubtful transgression. This is only if he was at home, but if he traveled overseas, he's exempt. Daf Dalet, so the Simran Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. When the judge is by the door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. When the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf stated, Horu Basin Lakor is called guf. If Basin erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah, for example, they rule there's no prohibition of Nida, Shabbos, or idolatry, then there's no parlam davar. A brisa derives this from Vinelam davar, and a matter was obscured, teaching Wosh Yakir a mitzvah kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, we are not Modim Bo, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Ein based in Chayovin ad Shiro b'davar Shena Tzedukim Modim Bo. Based in is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the Tzedukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something which the Tzedukim agree, it's not considered a legitimate ruling because it's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the example of Shabbos, although caring is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only caring out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim was prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo. One of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufashal basin wasn't there and therefore pater from a parlam davar, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if basin issued a mistaken ruling and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, o shalohia mufashal basin sham, or if the most distinguished member of basin wasn't there and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nasin, or an elder unfit to have children, they are exempt from a parlam davar. Daf Hey, so the simon for Daf Hey is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. While 12 Shvatim let their Parim chew on hay, hey, that must more on Daf Hey. While 12 Shvatim let their Parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus regarding the number of Parim brought for Hara acted upon by all 12 Shvatim, whether it's one by Basin, 12 from the Shvatim, or 13, which would be one from each Shevet and one from Basin. So while 12 Shvatim let their Parim chew on hay, while they're waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act, which reminds us. The Mishnah states that if 7 Shvatim follow the mistaken Horah, Reb Meir says Basin brings a single par parallel to what he holds when the entire nation sins. Reb Yehuda says that the 7 Shvatim who sinned bring 7 Parim, and the other Shvatim who did not sin also bring parim because of those who did. Shaf Eoshua Chatim Mavin Al Yidei Chotim, because even those who did not sin bring karbanas because of those who sinned. Thus, 12 parim are always brought. This is based on the concept of Gerera being dragged along. So while 12 Shvatim let their Parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act. When all of a sudden one Shevet appeared and informed them that they followed another ruling of the Basin Agadol, and now each Shevet would have to bring another par, which reminds us, a brice is presented in which Rabbi Yehuda says that if a single Shevet follows its own Basin's ruling, they bring a carbon and the other Shvatim do not, but if they follow the ruling of Basin Agadol, afil shar shvatim chayavim, even the other shvatim are chayav to bring karbanas. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have Malchus regarding the number of parim brought for Hara acted upon by all 12 shvatim? That's on daf. Hey, number 2. Which daf do we learn about crushing a knife by thrusting it into the ground 10 times? That's on daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the Kol Mashiach brings a par when he rules mistakenly and acts on his ruling? B'shogeg. That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss what the din is for a yachid who acts on Basin's ruling after they retracted? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that if one shevet follows the psak of Basin Agadol, all the other Shvatim also must bring parim? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn Basin is not chai for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the Tzedukim do not agree? That's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Shimon holds chatzu shutafim eina mesa? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we distinguish between a cleaves for kachimen and an alchemist utensil with haka heterabala, haka isurabala? That's on daf. Ein vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn ein misa betzibor? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chalav to eat and one confused a piece of chalav with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalav? That's on daf. Base. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.